Exactly, Dr. Lang. Wonderful news that Alltech are going to be involved in the next World Equestrian Games, not just for the horse community, but for Alltech themselves. Why did you choose to sponsor it again?
Well, you know, you sponsor something again because you were successful first time out. The first time is always the big challenge. Do you do it or don't you do it? Now, okay, so it took me 10 minutes to decide to do the first one. And but did I worry about it afterwards? Did I think about it afterwards? Yes and no. But the success of the first games were such that it's incredible. We set out to build a brand, super brand, if you like, a brand which was well known. And so after the first games, I can tell you that 500 million people watched our games. 40,000 articles were written about our games. Our sales continue to grow at 20-30% per annum. We've set ourselves a target for 1 billion in sales. And so why would you change a winning bet? Why would you change a winning horse? So when the opportunity came up to be the title sponsor, it didn't take 10 minutes, it took 10 seconds. And it's just part and parcel of us growing to be this mega brand, not a super brand. And we're having a wonderful time doing it.
But how different will the games in Caen be to Kentucky? Because you've got such a strong presence out there, whereas over here you have a French office, but it's not as strong as Kentucky.
That's an interesting question. You know, when you look at Alltech, there's two ways to look at Alltech. You can look at Alltech as an American company, or you can look at Alltech as a European company. And if you look at the directors of Alltech, you'll find that they are predominantly European. So in many respects, putting the games on in Kentucky was a Pierce Lyons effort, with my marketing people, of course. But when I come back here, we've got Catherine Kyo and Mark LaRousse and Pat Charlton, Ulrich Blake, and they're all here. So I believe, in fact, it's going to be easier, number one. I believe also we had to create a model over there. It had never been to the United States before. You don't have to create that model. You and I have walked around Caen this morning, and if you look at where the events are going to be, they're all in a very, within 15 minutes walk, and they're going to have designated walkways. Frankly, I think this one's going to be much easier because of the location, because of the history of having the event in Europe, and also, frankly, we're more experienced. So if I had any trepidation, if I had any concern about the last one, we have a fifth of that level for this one.
What's going to be different? As you say, it's in the centre of town. New disciplines, or what's going to set this one apart?
I think what's going to set this one apart is the local participation, because we're in the centre of the town. In Lexington, we were isolated, not so far, 10 kilometers perhaps outside of the city, and the city is a horse city anyway. But in order to get the excitement from the horse park of Kentucky to downtown Lexington, we had to create a downtown festival, a fortnight festival. We don't have to do any of that. It's here. Also, we've got a lot of the assets that have been tried and proven. For example, Ronan Tynan will sing at these games. For example, we'll bring our Haitian singers in. But we know how to do that now. All of those were firsts for us. Now they're going to be seconds. What's going to be really different about it? I think the city is going to be a buzz. I didn't feel that in Aachen. I never felt it when I went to Aachen. I felt it in Kentucky. And here, you know, the support of the government, the financial support of the government, the financial support of the local mayor and so forth, way bigger than anything we had in Kentucky. In Kentucky, we had to do everything ourselves. We had to raise the money. Yes, the state gave us the arenas and so forth. I don't want to make simple of it, but it is going to be much easier.
And what is it about the World Equestrian Games and the Alltech brand? Why do you sponsor the World Equestrian Games rather than other sporting events?
You know, I'm an entrepreneur. And entrepreneurs see opportunities. And we could try and support, well, frankly, yesterday I was at the Tour de France. And I spoke to Roach. And Roach, of course, won the Tour de France for Ireland the first time ever. And I asked him, I said, well, what would it take to sponsor a team in the Tour de France? And he said, oh, 5 million. So we could actually sponsor, because we're putting in 10 million euros. We could probably sponsor two teams in the Tour de France. But the Tour de France is already oversubscribed. The World Cup is already oversubscribed. The Olympics are already oversubscribed. Equestrian sport is not. And so we have the opportunity to be totally different. And we're in France, vive la différence, so we need to be different. And as an entrepreneur, we just saw that opportunity and danger. And remember what the Chinese say about opportunity and danger. They say that when you look at crisis, you have opportunity and you have danger. Well, we always see the opportunity and we never really see the danger. But the other thing is you've got to be different. Fast, maybe, but be different. And by us stepping up, a company who still only has 5% of its sales on the equestrian side and saying that we're going to make this our sport, that's different. And we're unpredictable. And we make decisions fast. We effectively don't have a board. Therefore, we're not responsible to shareholders because there are no shareholders. That's what makes it different. But if you could find me, and your question is a great question, but I mean, if there was another sport, because you have to like it, but if there's another sport that was out there which would give you the global coverage, then I don't know about it, but I'd like to know about it. Remember, 1/3 of all Americans either have a horse or touch a horse. In this area of Normandy, there are so many horses. And this area of Normandy and Brittany, we're in agriculture, and this is what this area is all about.
You are in agriculture, not necessarily horse, but it's not a well-known company. Mm-hmm. I gather it's 20 years since Alltech's presence in France. Well, how involved are you with this country and with this region?
We're very involved. For example, our director for Europe, Marc Larousse, like the dictionary, Larousse. Marc is French, and he drives an awful lot of things from France, certainly for the rest of Europe. However, you're spot on. We haven't done as much in France, frankly, as I thought we would have done by this stage. Very good sales keep mounting, great team, wonderful opportunity. I believe that this is going to give us a couple of things. Number one, rather than being Irish-centric or British-centric, we can now move on to the mainland, the continent, as we used to call it. And this gives a perfect footing to jump into Europe. We're in Europe already. We're all over Europe. But this, we can't just play at being involved in the World Equestrian Games. We actually have to be heavily involved in it. This will force us to open a business in Normandy, open an office in Normandy, perhaps build a factory in Normandy. You know, when you come in, and again as an entrepreneur, you see all the opportunities. Like I mentioned earlier this morning, Calvados. I'm quite sure nobody in Kentucky has ever heard of Calvados. You know, what is it, an apple cider or something? And the food from around here, great opportunities. And Alltech has set up a consumer brands division, and that consumer brands division will always continue to add products to that area.